join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is A Change of Plans by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
All right. So I'm calling this today A Change of Plans. A Change of Plans. Any of you ever had to have a change of plans? You're really determined to do something and you knew you were going to do it, but you had to have a change of plans. So then if there's anything we've learned during this pandemic is that we have to be fluid regarding our plans. So let's start off with Acts 16. We're going to read 16 through 9, then we're going to drop down to 9 and 10. Acts 16, starting in verse 6, it says, and now when they, this is Paul and his missionary fellows, so those were part of his missionary journey. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, verse 7, after they would come to Messiah, or Mysia, they essayed to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Then drop down to verse 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, begged him, urged him, vehemently requested of him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after Paul, saw the vision, immediately we, the rest of the team, endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Now, now I'm giving it as a foundation. A couple things I want to stand out here. Acts 16 and 6. Acts 16 and 6. Let's go back and look at it again. Now, when we had gone through Phrygia and the regions of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. The amplified of that verse says, Paul and Silas passed through the territory of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Ghost to proclaim the word in the province of Asia. Did y'all see that? It said they were planning on preaching in the province of Asia, but the Holy Ghost forbade them. Now, what does that mean? The Bible, it doesn't say here that the scribes and Pharisees forbade them. It doesn't say that the Roman government forbade them. It didn't say that a mob forbade them. It says that the Holy Ghost forbade them. Can the Holy Ghost forbid you for doing something? The Holy Ghost, which tells me if they operated in their own will, they would have went on there and preached. Preaching is a good thing. Preaching, going to all the world, that's a good thing. But the Holy Ghost forbade them. Does the Holy Spirit have enough authority in your life to say, I forbid you for doing that? Now, what's interesting about this, some kind of way, we're sitting around with my family on Sunday evening, and a couple of them were talking about when the Beyonce and Jay-Z concert came here to Columbia. And one of my daughter-in-laws, who just loves Beyonce, was pregnant, and she wanted to go. She could not go. And guess who else was planning on going? I'm telling y'all now, I didn't tell y'all then. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I was planning on going. Yes, I was. I was going. This is going to be my opportunity to see Beyonce and Jay-Z. I was going. I bought tickets, y'all. If I remember, I bought 3 tickets. I paid, I don't know, about $1,000 or more for these 3 tickets. 300 something, because they, we, you know, if I'm going to go something, I'm going to pay. And I said, I was excited. I'm going to the Beyonce concert. Yes, I am. I'm going to the Beyonce and Jay-Z concert. Got my tickets months in advance as soon as I heard, and getting ready to go to the concert a couple of days before. And the Holy Ghost forbade me. I'm serious. I said, I'm going to the, I think I told my wife or something. I can't remember. I can't remember if Pastor Marcia was planning on going with me. And y'all know she deeper than me, and she more spiritual than me. And Mother Marcia is more sanctified than me. So more than likely, she probably said she wasn't going. But I was going. I was going to take my daughter and a friend, her friend, or something. I was going, and the Holy Ghost said, you ain't going to that concert. I said, huh? I said, but I got, yes, I am. I got the tickets right here. I got the tickets right here. I done paid such and such. And it said, my ticket's right here, down on the ground level, right, row 3 or whatever. The Holy Ghost said, you ain't going to that concert. I didn't, and I knew what God was saying to me. No, you ain't going. Does the Holy Ghost have permission in your life to forbid you to do anything you planned on doing? Even, watch this, even if it looks like, I see Pastor Martin, I told you, Pastor Martin deeper than me. I see her comment. She said she wasn't going. Pastor Martin said she was, y'all know Pastor Martin, she deeper, she more spiritual than me. I was going to the concert. And so if I couldn't take her as my date, I would take my daughter if I had to fly home to go with me. Okay. But the Lord said, you ain't going to that. You're not going to that. Now, I have a free will. I can override what the Holy Ghost says. I can do what I want to do. I can get in my car. I got the tickets. But can I tell you, it is never good to override what the Holy Ghost says. Now, I can't, I'm not going to try to pronounce judgment on you. I don't know what's going to happen. I ain't going to say you get into an accident. But whatever would have happened, or for whatever reason, and it might not be even tragically, physically, it could just be spiritual. It's not for your spiritual edification. This is not my best for you. Does the Holy Ghost have the right to change your plans? That's my point. Do you live a life? Now, I know we say all the time, God, I've given my life to you. Y'all know love song and make it really. You want to take me in? It bring tears to my eyes. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Away, right? And long before we knew that song, we knew. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I'm speeding it up. I surrender all. Now we got these songs we sing, but can God forbid you from doing something you planned? Oh no, I spent my money on this. I already made my plans. They have planned to preach the word in Asia. But the Holy Ghost said, no, that ain't where I want you to go. Can God tell you where he wants you to go? Can God order your steps and direct your path? Does God have a right to tell you where to go and what to do and when you can do it? Or I do what I want to do. I'm grown. As you say, when I was coming up, I'm 3 times 7. You don't know, that's 21. That's used to be grown, you're 21, now you're grown when you're 18. Now you're grown when you can snap your finger, okay? So we say, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. It says the Holy Ghost forbade them. Then verse 7, I want to see, we see a similar verse in verse 7, Acts 16, 7. After they would come to Mysia, they essayed to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Not laws didn't allow them to go. The Spirit, we see there, capital S, which means it is the same Spirit of verse 6. In verse 6, he referred to as the Holy Ghost. In verse 7, he's referred to as the capital S, the Holy Spirit. Then that verse in Amplified says, and when they have come opposite Mysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them. Are y'all listening to this? The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus. Bottom line, God said no. So watch it. This is now they're not going to sell drugs. They're not doing sexual trafficking. They're not doing anything wrong. They're preaching the gospel. And the places that they got ready to go to preach the gospel, God said no, Jesus said no. Now they have to hear God. Well, we ain't supposed to go there. Where are we supposed to go? Then we go on to say verse 9, now Paul has a vision. And in the vision, a man in Macedonia, I don't know if this is an angel or one of them, prays in the vision, come over here to help us. Verse 10, now they got the confirmation by the Spirit of God. Verse 10, and after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go to Macedonia, assuredly gathering the Lord that preached the gospel, called us to preach the gospel to them. So putting all this together, okay? We're getting ready to go to Asia. God says no. All right, so we go to Mysia. That sounds kind of like Asia. No, and the Holy Ghost says no. Go to bed. And when they went to bed, God confirmed where they're supposed to go. Change of plans. Change of plans. You ever got ready to do something? And God, wake up in the morning, God says, no, I don't want you to do that. I told y'all, and it's here in my book. I'm going to refer to my book here a couple of times. I thought it's here in my book. But there was a time when I was in college. You heard me share the story. I always went this particular way from East Orange, New Jersey to back to my home church in Jersey City. And I always got off the interstate here and went through this town, this street in Newark to drive over to Jersey City. And this particular day, the Lord said, no, stay in the interstate. And then later on, after church that day, we heard there was an oil truck explosion. Several people died on this particular street at like 8:50 in the morning, which was the very time that I would have been on that road as I was every Sunday, except that Sunday, because as we say, something told me. Can I tell you that something, according to the word of God here, is the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Christ. That we need to be open and say, God, I will let you. I got plans. I spent my money. This is what I always do. But God, I really, in this season of this pandemic, in this season of economic uncertainty, in this season where you don't know who got what, who got the virus, who doesn't have the virus, where they've been, who they've been connected to, just because somebody giving a party, somebody giving a celebration, somebody having a service, where they're supposed to go, God, I need to hear your voice. So the question is, do you allow the Lord to direct your steps? Psalm 37 and 23, it says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Now, interesting thing about that, because depending on which translation of this that you read, when it says the second part, and he delighteth in his way, one refers to God and another may refer to the he as being the man. Okay, so watch this. Psalm 37, 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and he delighteth in his way. Now, the New Living Translation of that verse, okay, that New Living Translation of that verse says, The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He, God, delights in every detail of their lives. So look at those together. The King James says, a step of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. This really saying, if you are a good man, if you are a godly man, a godly woman, a good woman, then you allow the Lord to order your step. You delight in God giving you instructions. You don't live your life saying, well, okay, I'm just going to be blessed, and all his promises, yay, amen. And wherever I go, I'm going to be blessed. And we don't seek God. We don't let God. If we see something, we go after it. If we see a car, I want it. I got the money to get it. I'm going after it. If you see a woman, I want her. I'm going after. You see a man, I want him. I'm going after. Even though that ain't how it's supposed to work, but that's why that's the season we live in now. Men ain't just trying to find a wife. Women are out on the hunt for a man, and will even stalk a man and bust the windows out the car. And reason why that was I remember that because this, I don't mean the young lady who sang the national anthem. I didn't know who she was. One of my daughters said, "Remember that song? I bust your windows out your car." She said, she the one who sung that. I said, oh, okay. Okay. So we will do all these things and not allow God to direct our steps. And New Living Translation says, the Lord directs the steps of godly people. So let me say, godly people allow God to direct your steps. And if you, and God will now delight in every detail of your lives. Will you allow God to be involved in every detail of your life? Now, I'm not talking about whether you put on a camouflage, a camo polo jacket today. That ain't what I'm talking about. I don't really think God cares. Now, I think it would care if it had something inappropriate on it, or if I'm showing all my body parts and my shape and everything. You know, 'cause God does care whether you do all that or not. You understand what I'm saying? But when we say God, allow God to direct where you work, how you, before you make a major purchase, who you date, surely who you get married to. Okay. You shouldn't be sleeping with them until you're married anyway, but who you sleep with, rather than you just jumping in and out of beds, putting your life at risk of two viruses, coronavirus, and HIV, before you do all this, don't you think you ought to let God direct your steps rather than just live your life haphazardly? Don't you think you need to be fluid enough to allow God to direct your path, order your steps, and if necessary, change your plans? That verse from the Amplified, Psalm 37:23 from the Amplified. It says, the steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord. When he, the good man, when he delights in his way and he busies himself with his every step. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and established by the Lord when he, that he there is talking about the good man. If you would delight your way in God and you will busy, then God will busy himself with your every step. In other words, what the Amplified is saying to us is that God is not going to, oh, this is so good. God is not going to bother trying to order your steps if you know, oh, this is so good. If he knows you don't give him permission to guide you and change your plans. Can I tell y'all? And y'all need to understand. So I've learned now. Okay. I've learned now, but I've learned as a pastor, as a bishop, as a pastor, I can want more for people connected to me than you want for yourselves. And I got to recognize that. Well, that's what I want for them, but they don't want all that, okay? They're willing to settle for this. And you're willing to settle for that, and I try to tell you you can have this, but you settle for this. I tell you you can have this, but you settle for this. Then the more I keep telling you about this, you're going to start getting mad at me and resent it. I've had people leave the church So now I was telling Pastor Mars this last week. People come tell me something. If I know I don't have that place in your life, and you probably just gonna get mad and leave the church and then make up lies about why you left. But people never really say why they leave churches. They always add something to it. I've been doing this long enough. People are not going to tell you I left that church because the worship leader and the creative arts director wouldn't let me lead the song. They won't say that. By the time it's finished, they'll say, you know, that church got a controlling spirit and it's very cliquish. They don't tell folk that they left rehearsal mad because he wouldn't let them lead the song and say, I'm never coming back again. So I've learned if I don't have that authority in someone's life to order or direct or give my opinion or weigh in on what they're getting ready to do, just shut up and go, mm-hmm. Okay. That's what sin God does. God, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And then God will delight in your way. Then God will get involved if you heed. Jesus said this one time to his disciples. He said, don't cast your pearl before the swine. Okay. In other words, he said, don't even bother giving these treasures to somebody who's not going to listen. God is not going to spend his time trying to make you listen to him. God is not going to keep harassing you. You know, I got good plans for you, but will you do it my way? You'll hear a still small voice. He'll try to lead you. He ain't going to force you. He ain't going to knock you down. You have to be a good enough man, a good enough woman to allow God to direct your steps. And then he will get involved in the details of your life. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So, okay, I told y'all because I knew because my book, Defining Moments of Faith, is really so much about how God reordered my steps and directed my plans. Okay. So watch this here. I talk about my first chapter is Finding Wife. It's about how Pastor Marshall and I met. And so on page 8, the last paragraph on that page, it says, I was in college. Okay. I had dated non-Christian girls in the past and put myself in relationships and in situations that were not good for me as a young minister. I had recently vowed to the Lord that I would not pursue relationships with young ladies who were not Christians, but I really liked Marcia. When I met her, she wasn't a Christian, wasn't saved. Watch this here. So for the first time ever, I actually prayed and asked God about a dating relationship. I got down on my knees and prayed, saying, Lord, I promise you will not pursue any relationship with a young lady who wasn't a Christian, but God, I really like this girl. Nevertheless, I will do whatever you tell me to do. I heard God speak to me in my spirit saying, pursue, I'm about to save her. I was delighted and excited, got off my knees and called her and said, you're about to get saved. And she responded, saved. I said, yes, saved. She responded, I'm already saved. I'm Catholic and got baptized when I was a baby. I said, no, saved, like born again. Then I asked her if she would go to church with me on Sunday. My point about that is I had dated girls, but I had never asked God who I should date. Why? Because if they was fine, why shouldn't I date them? If they was just like them, skin complexion, skin tone, hair, whatever, okay? Why shouldn't I date them? A lot of times we don't want God to direct our path because we want to do what we want to do. But can I tell you, as a man who's lived on this earth now for almost 6 decades, if God is telling you to do something or not doing something, it's for your good at the end. You don't see it. You don't understand it. In your finite mind, you think you can plan your life better than God can. You think God going to make you do something that's not going to make you happy, that's not going to bring you fulfillment. And you could be so much happier if you do what you want to do and seek what you want to seek. And you never really say, God, I really need you to order my steps and direct my path. God, I'm willing to allow you to change my plans. Sometimes our plans, y'all, is just that. It's our plans. It's our plans. You have to be real deep about that. What's the problem with your plans? They're your plans. Sometimes our plans are just that. They're our plans. They're not God's plans. It's not okay. That's all. Well, you're trying to say I ain't saying nothing about you, the devil. I'm just saying they're your plans. So sometimes that's the problem with our plans. The problem with our plan are simply that. They're our plans, and then many times they are not God's plans, right? Now, we all know Jeremiah 29:11. I didn't put it in my notes, but it's appropriate right now. Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, and to give you an expected end." The Amplified says, "I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." God said, "I know my plans for you." Now, I know you got your plans, but I know my plans. I know you think this is going to be the best thing, but I know my plans for you. I know you think this is going to work out better if you do it your way, but God said, but I know my plans for you. And my plans for you, you can be assured, are to give you a hope in the future, welfare and peace. It's, in other words, God says, my plans are better than your plans. Not just better from my perspective, but in the long run, you're going to see that my plans were better than your plans. Come on, and y'all know what I'm talking about. You can look back over your life and say, oh, man, I really planned on doing this. But I'm so glad I heard God. I'm so glad God blocked that. I'm so glad that he forbade that, because I never could have imagined it could have turned out this good.
If there is anything we've learned in the last year, it's that plans change. Sometimes our plans are just that, our plans. They're not God's plans for us. Do you allow God to change your plans? In this teaching, be encouraged to be open to God, changing your plans so that he can order your steps and direct your life. To order, just call 877-798-5433 or go to www.rightdirection.info and ask for a change of plans.
As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, Women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.